KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday, 26th day of August for 2019. We do have road work today between Amador City and the highway, actually Drytown, between Drytown and the Highway 16 turn there. Traffic is slowed in that area. Also, traffic slowed between the Highway 1649 intersection on into Plymouth as well this morning. Well, it was a busy, productive week for the Calaveras Sheriff's Office Marijuana Enforcement Unit and the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. On Tuesday, a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation was served on a location off of Hidden Valley Road in West Point. Two people were arrested. 219 growing marijuana plants were eradicated, weighing about 2,000 pounds. And additionally, deputies seized 72 grams of processed marijuana. Later that same day, sheriff's deputies and California Department of Fish and Wildlife officers served a search warrant for illegal marijuana cultivation near Bald Mountain Road in West Point. 91 growing marijuana plants, which weighed approximately 1,820 pounds, were eradicated. One suspect was arrested. Then on Wednesday, a search warrant was served on several parcels off of Cedar Springs Road in Mountain Ranch for illegal cultivation. No one was arrested. However, in total, 2,943 marijuana plants were eradicated and 4.25 pounds of processed marijuana was seized. These parcels had also been subject to a search warrant and eradication back in 2018.
Workshop 2 of 3 voter consultation workshops to educate Amador County voters on next year's new voting processes will take place on September 19th. However, signups must be received by September 12th. These workshops are an important part of the new elections process that begins in 2020. The new process will make it easier to vote, will reduce the costs of elections, and make the voting process even more secure than it has been. The workshops will take place in the Board of Supervisors chambers at the Amador County Administration Center. The September 19th workshop, scheduled from 1:30 to 2:30, will address voting accessibility, providing detailed information on how to increase accessibility and participation of eligible voters with disabilities under the new laws. Signups can be made with the Amador County Elections Office by phone at 223-6270 or by email at elections@amadorgov.org. Additional information about the Voters Choice Act, as well as the Rough Draft Preliminary Election Administration Plan, can be found at the website amador.vote.
And state transportation officials announced this past week that they are allocating more than $1 billion to continue mobility work on highways, including ones in Amador and Mariposa counties. The $1.1 billion from the California Transportation Commission will be targeted on 133 state highways and almost $994 million for 47 Fix-It First projects funded through SB1 tax monies. Amador and Mariposa counties will receive additional funding from $6.3 million set aside by the state to continue mobility improvement projects. In Amador County, the area targeted is Highway 88 from west of Mission Boulevard in Jackson to south of Ridge Road in Pine Grove. In Mariposa County, it's along Highway 120 west of the Mariposa-Tuolumne County line. CTC officials note that SB1 funded projects will replace or improve over 880 miles of roadway, 30 bridges, 474 congestion reducing devices, and repair 83 culverts to prevent flooding on the Golden State's highways.
The Sutter Creek Police Department, cadets, and the entire department salute the brave men and women who are currently overseas in harm's way, serving our country and keeping us safe. So, now through this coming Sunday, September 1st, the SCPD team will hold a donation drive daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for items to put in care packages for our troops. All items must be travel size, non-aerosol, non-glass, and include any useful things from all-purpose wipes, eye drops, fingernail clippers, sunflower seeds, playing cards, even all sizes of socks and underwear. Please bring your donations to the Sutter Creek Police Department daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and members of the department will then deliver the packages to Travis Air Force Base. The Air Force has agreed to transport them to troops overseas. Please, no gift cards or cash.
And auditions are still open for Calaveras Has Talent 2019. According to Neil Yelmrovic, director of the Calaveras Youth Organization, the group sponsoring the talent show, performers can send a video audition to save@calaverasyouth.org. There is no fee to audition, and participants must be under 20 years old. The countywide talent show will be held at the Bret Hart Theater on October 11th. The organization's mission is to support and encourage music education for children in Calaveras County schools. Visit the group's Facebook page, Calaveras Save Campaign, to fill out an application.
The Jackson Firefighters are back at it again, teaming up with the Amador Stars and selling their one-of-a-kind t-shirts. These shirts were designed by the firefighters themselves, and all money raised by the sale of these shirts goes directly to Amador Stars to help those battling cancer in Amador County. All of the proceeds stay here in Amador County and assist in the transportation to and from medical appointments, as well as other support functions for those in need. Over the past 7 years, the JFD has sold nearly 1,000 of the custom designed shirts. Again, this year there are plenty of styles and colors to choose from. To purchase one of these shirts, visit custominc.com/fundraising/JacksonFire2019.
That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Monday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm Megan O'Keefe.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Local news brought to us today by Howard's Body Shop and Volcano Communications. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, you can always visit our website, kvgcradio.com.